The Burt Show.
I am so excited to see how my bulldog plays in the snow today.
I'm so excited to see how my 3-year-old plays in the snow today.
Oh, yeah, that's more important. That puts mine in perspective.
Trumps you.
Because he's never seen, like, yeah, he's never seen snow. Like, we had flakes 1 year when he was a baby, but nothing, like, stuck.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the first time he gets to actually go out and play in snow.
Like, what time? Snow angels?
Yeah. What time does he get up?
He typically gets up around 8:30.
Okay, so it's going to happen soon.
Oh, no, we're going to wait until, like, we get some accumulation, and then we'll go outside.
Good luck. He's going to look outside and go, let's go.
I think you might already have it. Look at, my husband just sent this photo of my house, and it's like, I had no idea it was going to come down so quickly, but it's a blanket of snow. You can't even see the grass under it. I knew that the weather would be bad today, but I thought it was going to be like a slow buildup throughout the day. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea it was coming down so fast.
Yeah, this is the good stuff here. Okay, just stay off the roads if you can. We were just talking and making fun of the people here on Johnson Ferry that are literally going a half a mile an hour uphill to try to get wherever they're going. But you just never know what the situation of a person is that has to be on the road today. And we're going to be 5 of them here in a couple of minutes.
My butt is going to be so tight when I have to drive home here in a minute.
All right, so what is going on this weekend? She needs some help over the weekend because she's been dating a guy for a couple of months. And every time this dude's over, he treats her place like it's his own personal convenience store. And she's starting to feel like she's getting taken advantage of.
I'm hoping you can help me figure out if my relationship is normal or if I need to have a conversation with my boyfriend. This is only my second somewhat serious relationship, and it's early. We've only been dating for about 4 months. He spends the night at my place a couple of times a week, but we almost never stay at his. When he's over, especially if I'm at work during the day or if I head to bed earlier than him, he treats my place like it's his own personal convenience store. He'll eat whatever he wants from my kitchen, drink my favorite drinks, and sometimes even rent or buy movies on my streaming accounts. The thing is, he never asks beforehand or even mentions it after. There's no, hey, is it okay if I grab this? Or thanks for letting me use this. It's like he assumes it's all fair game. And I'm not sure if that's normal relationship behavior or if it's crossing a line. I don't mind sharing when you're in a relationship. That's part of the deal, right? But something about the lack of communication or acknowledgement feels off. I can't tell if I'm being petty about this or if I should be concerned about the bigger picture. Is this just one of those things that comes with getting closer, or is it inconsiderate and worth addressing? If you think it's something I should talk to him about, how do I bring it up without making him defensive? I don't want to come across as nitpicky, but I also don't want to set a precedent where he takes my generosity for granted. I really appreciate your advice on whether this is normal or a red flag, and if it's worth a conversation, how to approach it without causing unnecessary tension.
Where are you at with this, Mo?
So, I don't know why, but as I'm listening to it, the wanting things from the kitchen, the drinking my favorite drinks, like that feels normal to me. I wouldn't think anything of it, but for some odd reason, streaming movies on my account without asking me probably would have bothered me.
That's it.
That might be where I drew the line.
That's your red flag?
Yeah, I don't know why. But, I mean, for me, every relationship I've been in, it's been similar to this. If whatever's in my home is in your home, and if I come over there, I would expect the same. It's never felt like it was so lopsided to where it was an issue for me. But if it's bothering you this much to the point where obviously you felt the need to express it through an email, then I think, yeah, you should bring it up and you should talk to him about it and express yourself.
I do think it communicates that this person has maybe less respect for boundaries than maybe she does, because what it tells me is that you feel like, not that you're entitled to just take whatever you want, but you don't even feel like you need to consider me in the decision to take something from my fridge or to buy a movies are expensive on Amazon Prime. Sometimes if you want to rent one or buy one, it's like $20. The Avers Tour was $20 on Amazon Prime. They're expensive. So if you're like racking up $100 a weekend to watch some movies, I'm going to feel some type of way about it. So I think depending on how much he's taken, you should definitely have a conversation. But if he's just grabbing like a Coke Zero here and there, maybe just make a joke and kind of call him out for it.
See, the definition of the relationship matters to me here. Look, if you're in love, for Amanda and me, what's mine is hers.
Yeah.
Come on over, do whatever you want. But the first couple of months of the relationship, if you're not at that level and you're coming on over and you're kind of milking, I would feel a certain way about it. I'd say something.
I do feel like there's this fine line of where you are just, like you said, what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine, and then somebody taking advantage of the situation and taking advantage of your niceties. So, yeah, taking some things from the fridge, drinking water, eating, whatever. When somebody's going to be over at your house, then you should, as a good host, you know, let your guests do so. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, like, if he's been doing this, but he's never once brought a 12-pack of Diet Coke home, or if he's never, I don't know, replenished the Lay's potato chips. If there isn't like a kind of like a give and take, then I would start to feel like I'm getting taken advantage of.
The point is, I mean, she's bothered by it. Say something now. It's just going to build up.
Exactly.
True. It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.